Hi, I'm PopcornFairy28, and this is a podfic of Dewey Decimal Number 419 Sign Language, written by me. Summary. Stacy Hirano didn't visit the Danville Public Library frequently, well, the nonfiction actual book section of the library anyway, but today she was on a mission. Well, again, not a literal mission, but she did have a secret agent with her. Where do you think sign language books would be? Stacy whispered. Perry shrugged. She assumed he was implying, beats me. End of summary. Author's beginning notes. Naturally, when I saw that the prompt was for learning a language together, I thought of Stacy and Perry. I don't think I'll do the next day's prompt, angel/demon verse, but we'll see if any of the other prompts catch my eye. Did I intend to update a whip tonight, and instead I'm doing this way past my bedtime? Yes, yes I did, and am. Good night. End of beginning notes. Stacy Hirano didn't visit the Danville Public Library frequently. Well, the nonfiction actual book section of the library anyway. But today she was on a mission. Well, again, not a literal mission, but she did have a secret agent with her. Where do you think sign language books would be? Stacy whispered. Perry shrugged. She assumed he was implying, beats me. He wasn't wearing his fedora, being off-duty and all, currently, but he was wearing a scarf that the boys had gotten him. It wasn't a particularly chilly day outside, but the library was always cold. They'd definitely have to get coffee afterwards. Perry walked beside her, scanning the books on the lower shelves as she looked above. You're the one who actually knows some of it, she pointed out. And you've got me coming to the library to check out a book? I should be working on homework, you know. You couldn't have looked it up, Mr. Secret Agent. Perry shook his head fondly. Maybe we should have picked out our movies first, she mused. They should have checked the Dewey Decimal System beforehand. Perry chattered. I know, focus, she said, just as they both heard a creaking sound. They jumped, and Stacy immediately started setting down her mostly empty backpack in case Perry needed to climb inside it to hide from someone they knew. But the creaking sound turned into a rolling sound, and soon enough a librarian came into view, pushing a book cart. So Perry stayed in plain view. The librarian, appearing to be a young woman wearing a blue cardigan and green glasses, stopped in her tracks upon spotting Perry. She looked too old to hang around in Stacy's friend's circles, but clearly too young to hang around their parents. She sighed. That's not your pet, is it? Perry shook his head while Stacy said, Yes, I mean, no. He's not my pet. I mean, he's not a pet at all. Not that I just came in with a random animal off the street. He's my friend, but he's definitely not a... Perry chattered to interrupt Stacy and handed the librarian a card. She looked over it, seeming satisfied. Nice to meet you, Perry the Platypus, the librarian greeted as she handed him the card back. My name is Elena. I've never seen you around here before, but I am pretty new. Can I help you? I'm Stacy, and we're looking for sign language books, Stacy explained. Do you know where they are? As a matter of fact, I do, Elena said, moving right next to them and hovering over a section of books. Do you want ASL or something else, like SCE? I have no idea, Stacy said, turning toward Perry. He was already pulling out a notepad and writing on it. ASL, he wrote in big letters, holding it out for them to see. Elena nodded in confirmation and pulled out a book entitled American Sign Language for Beginners. This look like what you want? She asked, handing it to Perry as he held out his paws. He took it and opened it, skimming over the pages with a thoughtful expression. Well, I am definitely a beginner, Stacy nervously laughed. That's okay, everyone starts somewhere, Elena assured her. I only know a few signs myself. My sister-in-law's deaf, but she's got cochlear implants. Oh, that's neat, Stacy said, not sure where to take the conversation while they were waiting on a platypus. After a minute of looking through the book, Perry shut it and nodded, handing it to Stacy. He then placed his paw to his chin and brought it slightly down toward Elena. You're welcome, the librarian responded. He must have signed thanks. Is there anything else I can help you with? Perry shook his head. All right then, I better get back to shelving these books, Elena said, heading back to her book cart and pushing it out of sight. You have a library card? Stacy asked as she turned toward Perry swiftly. Perry nodded and handed it to her. It looked like a regular adult library card, just with the signature being Perry the Platypus. Was the Platypus his legal last name? She'd thought it would have been Flynn Fletcher. But she supposed it made sense, since he had been working for Alka before he had been adopted by Phineas and Ferb. She handed it back to him before thinking of another question. So could I get R-rated movies on it? Perry brought his index and middle fingers down against his thumb and walked away. Hey, I don't know what that sign means yet. End of story. Author's end notes. I just used a generic title for the book. I am not specifically referencing a real book. Also, if you don't know, the sign that Perry used at the end is no. I was very tempted to title this, "My Sign is No." LOL. The end.